This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Justice Department says three men have been charged in an alleged Iranian plot to assassinate President-elect Trump and other Americans. For the first time since losing the election with Vice President Kamala Harris, VP candidate Tim Walz is speaking out, telling supporters he's proud of the campaign.
I'm grateful for her leadership and forever grateful for her friendship.
Former Speaker Nancy Pelosi also speaking out in a new podcast interview with the New York Times. She talks about President Biden's exit from the race, saying if he had left sooner, there could have been an open primary. ABC Deputy Political Director Avery Harper.
There are lots of talk within the Democratic Party and Democratic circles that electability might have been a question. And of course, I think the most important thing for the Democratic Party now is trying to figure out what they're going to do going forward.
In Southern California, fire crews getting a break today from those Santa Ana winds, fueling the mountain fire in Ventura County this week. More than 20,000 acres have burned since Wednesday. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin pledged to work with President-elect Donald Trump when possible in her victory speech, but also vowed to fight him to protect the national health care law and abortion rights. Baldwin narrowly won re-election to a third term over Republican businessman Eric Hovde. Hovde has yet to concede in a race where the margin is so close he could seek a recount. Baldwin said she recognized that Trump won Wisconsin and she would work with him when she can. Less than 24 hours after Donald Trump was elected the 47th president of the United States, social media users began pushing two conflicting narratives of election fraud. In a narrative being pushed by Trump supporters, the vote total in 2020, which is much higher than 2016 and 2024, is used to suggest the votes must have been manufactured when Biden won. Harris supporters question how her numbers can be so much lower, but both narratives are unfounded. Misinformation spread quickly after Milwaukee election officials had to retabulate around 34,000 ballots due to a snafu with some of their voting machines. Civic Media's Brittany Merlo reports.
According to Ann Jacobs, the chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the doors of the tabulator machines were not locked and sealed on election morning, and they should have been. And there is no reason to believe that the ballots were tampered with or counted fraudulently. The retabulation was only done out of caution and transparency. Here's Chief Election Official Megan Wolf.
All of that was done by bipartisan pairs of election inspectors and in the public eye, including many, many, many bipartisan election observers from both the major political parties, other political parties, independent observers. There were many people at Central Count that were part of those proceedings.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Bucks beat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz last night in Milwaukee. That ended the Bucks' six-game losing streak. Now tonight, they're in New York to play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden before returning here when seven of their next eight games are at home. Doc Rivers asked, was it important to finally get a W?
Yeah, you know, it was a home game. We've lost two home games, so really important for us to win this game. We go back out on the road, and then when we come back, we get to actually stay at home.
College hoops, the Badgers with a 79-67 victory over Montana State. Guard John Blackwell on Wisconsin finding a variety of ways of putting up points.
We try to get to the free throw line as much as possible. Like last game, I think we were in double bonus early, and this game we were in double bonus. So whatever we can do to get free points from the line, I mean, we're trying to do that.
The state high school volleyball tournament going on in Green Bay. Middleton versus Hamilton tonight for the boys' state title. Girls' semifinals today with their state title game tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A picture-perfect day today with sunny skies and above-average highs as we soar to the upper 50s. Tomorrow, we'll be waking up to partly sunny skies with clouds increasing as shots of spotty light showers roll in by the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlo. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and talk about Veterans Day 2024. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And happy Friday. Welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. You can be a part of this fine production. Hit us up, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jazzed as hell to introduce to my co-host for the day, Mr. Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show right here on the Civic Media Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Earl, welcome, man. How you feeling, man? How you feeling about this election? Really haven't had a chance to catch up. What's your initial reaction, my friend?
So, man, I've been a part of 10 different presidential elections.
11, really. You're dating yourself. Yeah, yeah.
So I, you know, I've been devastated before. And this too shall pass. You know, I know how I felt when Ronald Reagan became president of the United States. And as a much younger man, I thought the world was going to come to an end. And he did some egregious things. And so, you know, we survived it. But I don't think there's ever been a time and like this one when you got, when you have a man who's already shown you his hand. You know, in poker, you're supposed to keep the hand hidden. But this man showed us his hand. He was there 4 years ago.
And people wanted more of that. More people wanted more of that.
So explain to me, Don, how people who saw that and saw him, and he didn't change. As a matter of fact, he's gotten worse. But how do you come to a reality
that
you wouldn't want this man around your children? You wouldn't want this man at your dinner table. You won't invite him over. Many of the people in this listening audience, and yet they couldn't resist when it came time. They had to vote for him because they somehow felt like they had something. He had something in common with them. The only thing he has in common with them is that we're on this earth at the same period of time. And that he's going to die and we're going to die. But outside of that, they have nothing in common.
I'm never going to die. Just multiply Earl Ingram. Listen, the perspective. I mean, I remember when Reagan got elected. And, of course, I was very young, much younger than you, my friend. And I was, like, ecstatic because, you know, I was, like, 9. And he, in my perspective as a 9-year-old, we freed all the hostages in Iran. You know what I'm saying? And that was it. Now, of course, I got older and I recognized and learned a few things. And, you know, I don't always believe the 9-year-old self. But I think there are folks out there that maybe were voting on one or two particular issues. You know, the economy in their minds perhaps not as robust as was being sold. You know, GDP growth And a lower unemployment doesn't necessarily translate into, you know, money into people's pockets. So I'm not clear that everybody looked at this thing from the same perspective in the same ways that we do. Obviously, that was not the case. If that were to be the case, you know, it would be President-elect Harris right now. Let me ask you this. I've had this is, you know, dominated, of course, conversations, certainly on the air here, Earl, and in my social circles and work circles and whatnot. This comes out. And I have, you know, mega Trumpster friends and family. And this is good. It came out last night. We'll tell a little story about it. It's going to come up again in the holidays coming forward. You know, we got the Thanksgiving coming up and the December holidays and all this stuff. And we're going to be with our mega friends and our mega family. And I'm just curious, Earl, from your own personal perspective, do you have megas in your circle? What's the conversation been like? What are your thoughts in that regard, sir?
The only megas in my circle are the fact that I have some conservative friends. But as far as my immediate family, negative. Because, you know, you kind of see this man for what he is. And there's nothing that my family and the members of my family have in common with a man who, to be quite frank, is a racist person. Mm-hmm. And not just towards black people, but people of color in general.
Now, how do you explain real quick, if I jump in, or how do you explain the seemingly increasing support from black and Latino working class voters?
Well, if you look at the statistics, the real statistics, the numbers were minuscule. And so this belief that so many young black men voted for Donald Trump is just that. What the outcome of this election really was about, Dom, is Joe Biden got 81 million votes. Kamala Harris got 68 million. Donald Trump got 74 million when he won 4 years ago. He got 71 million. It's the people who chose not to vote.
Yeah.
So 15 million less people voted. So that's the question. Why did 15 million less people vote at a critical juncture in time like this? And I will tell you, Dominic, based on the conversations I've had with people in the religious community, we can't vote for Kamala Harris because her and the Democrats believe in abortion. As crazy as that sounds, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. I had conversations mm-hmm. from pastors and others who are saying that's why they can't support the Democrats and Kamala Harris. And the insanity in that. I mean, well, I shouldn't say the insanity. But if you want to point out Bible and you want to go to the Bible, so many other aspects of what's in the Bible, this man is as far away from that as the sun is to Pluto, right?
Yeah.
So don't point out and tell me you can't vote for her, knowing who this man is and the damage he's going to do to poor people and people in general, because the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. I don't know how I can, you know, Dominic, maybe you can reconcile that better than I.
You know, Earl, the Bible also says thou shalt not eat shellfish, but you don't see the right-wingers outside of the Red Lobster. You know, like it's a Planned Parenthood, man. Folks are listening to the Dom Salvia Show. That's our friend Earl Ingram. Our phone lines are open, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You know, I think that's one of the things. I'm glad you brought that up there, Earl. The religious aspect of the Donald Trump support. You know, obviously, as the non-believer here, and I'm not going to, you know, ask you or Jess or whoever your positions are on this, but I don't believe in any of that stuff. And I think it's been woefully underreported, the extreme religious beliefs of some of the folks that have surrounded and supported the mega movement. And I'm very concerned about LGBTQ rights in this country going forward. I have brothers-in-law that are gay and married to each other, and I'm curious to know how that pans out. I'm very curious to know what happens on the Supreme Court. You know, we got some aging Supreme Court members, Earl, and looks like Donald Trump's going to have the opportunity to stick some more younger, extreme justices on that court. There's just so many things that concern me going forward. And ultimately, you know, this country has made its decision. And now we have to live with those consequences. We don't have to be happy about it. And we can certainly resist those things that we think are unconstitutional or against our loved ones and support them in every way we can. But do we just have to accept the fact, Earl, that this is what the country has asked for? This is what the country wants. And Donald Trump looks like he's going to get a mandate. Earl, he got the popular vote. He got the Electoral College. You know, Harris did worse in every state than Biden.
Well, Dominic, two things. You know, I have a brother that's gay. I'm not, you know, homophobic. Never been homophobic. People have a right in this nation, supposedly, under the so-called Constitution.
If you believe in that thing.
I know. Well, I mean, people throw that up.
Yeah.
The Constitution, the greatest document ever known to man. Okay. Okay. But then let's live up to the Constitution. All right? We don't live down to it. We live up to it. So people have a right in this country to be whomever they want to be. It's not up to me to say, hey, I don't like that person because that person is gay. I don't have a right, right? And so people need to get that understood. People who are anti-gay or anti-anything need to understand you don't have that right. And so you can think that you do. And that's what's happened in this society.
Yeah.
We've allowed those people who are ignorant, meaning not knowing that you have no right to put your thoughts and beliefs on other people.
To instill your will upon other people.
Yes.
And using the power of the state to do it, Earl. That's the other thing. 855-752-4842 has some early innovators. Tom from Jackson calling up. Welcome, Tom. Happy Friday. What are your thoughts?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I've been thinking about this abortion thing, and it was one of the main killer cells on the Democratic ticket, and I'd like to neutralize that. And I think the only way to do it is to come to like a middle point with Republicans and say, well, we are pro-life too, and we would like to see pro-adoption, but still have the thing, you know, the mandate of being allowing women to, if it's been raped or incest and stuff like that, life of the mother, to still have that. But to work on making it more affordable for women to either hold on to the babies that they can't afford, you know, they've had, you know, too many children, for instance, and to make it so turn the tables on the right, because I'm telling you, I live in a rural era, and these people, that's the only issue to them, no matter what.
Yeah.
They're, you know, they're voting against their own interests and stuff like that. But that issue is totally consumes them. And I mean, that 1% that the president lost by this state, I think that we would have had that 1%. If the Democrats can, you know, show we're not pro-death, we're pro-life and pro-adoption, and but yet still allow people to, you know, get the care that they need.
Good point, Tom. Thank you for your thoughts. You know, but the other side of that is actually them providing that support for the young family and the child, which means what, dollars? Now you're going to tell Republicans to what, increase spending on the poor? That's not something they're really down for. But thank you for the thought, Tom. 855-752-4842. Come back with us, Earl Ingram, Jess P.S. on the board, and you. Right.
News from the center, WRCE.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project. Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish.
Experience.
Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of Civic Media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Calling Paris. Come in, London. Come in, New York. Hello, Rio. The bad news is the world is ending. The good news is there's a party, but you better get here quick.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-757. It's a phone line. It is a text line. Some of the texters jumping on today. We're still paying for Reagan, FYI. He's the guy that started this movement. This is the culmination, so says Wes from Middleton. Lynn says, no, Dom, they, the Trump voters, believed the lies. Yes, there are some lies out there. Earl Ingram Jr. joining me, just PS, on the board and on the horn.
Hey, Dave Dunn, can I respond to something
Certainly.
The last caller said? So I would say to him, he's a nice guy. He's a real nice, you can see he's a real nice guy and he doesn't mean any harm. But again, it's not our business what somebody else wants to do, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not your business. If somebody decides that they want to terminate their pregnancy in this nation, that's their right. And as a human being, that's their right. And so I'm sorry, Christians who say, well, you know, based on our doctrine. Well, guess what? Also in your doctrine is judge ye not, lest ye be judged. And if you follow that first, then you won't be talking about what somebody else did. According to Christendom, you have no right to judge anybody else, Dominic. So what are we talking about, man? According to Pastor Ingram.
Well, we're talking about, you know, men controlling women's bodies. And that's you know, ultimately the basis of the argument and the grievance, I think, to some large degree. And if you think it's, you know, talk about the Bible, you think it's bad when they find out about the, you know, the red lobster and the shellfish. You know, don't let them know about Kohl's, because you're not supposed to finish, you know, mix the linens and the wools either. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing how many different parts and pieces they want to, you know, decide to support for the religious reasons. They pick and choose it, and then they hide behind it and then wrap themselves in the flag and try to justify forcing their will upon everybody else. And here's the difference, Earl. I believe what I believe. And I'm not going to make you try to force you through legislation or otherwise to make you believe what I believe. Earl, I mean, knock yourself out, man. You believe what you believe. I believe what I. You know, there are certain things that should be just allowed civilly, that we don't have to try to force someone to believe a certain religion and then the certain, you know, parts that go along with that religion. I don't force atheism on anybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm not out here trying to convince you to not, you know, believe in whatever God you believe in. How about some of you folks act like me? You know what I'm saying? I don't try to force that on you. You can knock yourself out. You want to be a Christian? You want to be a Muslim? You want to be a Hindu, a Buddhist? What you want? Whatever. That's fine. What becomes a problem when you use that faith, which is certainly subjective and open to massive interpretation, as is all fiction, to try to justify your use of the government power to force others into that very way of thinking. That is problematic for me, and they're going to use that very same thought in my mind, Earl, to go against the LGBTQ, to go against gay marriage. I mean, I think it's going to be up, and we have to be ready for that. 855-752-4842. Let's get some more callers in. Mike from Muscadet, you are up. Welcome, Mike. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I appreciate you guys taking my call. How's everything going?
Well, man, it was better last week, but, you know, we're dealing, my friend. How about you?
Well, I think that the whole deal with why the Trumpster got the populist vote and the Electoral College is that the American people, black, white, Mexican, whatever, illegal aliens, people from another planet, they got sick of being called deplorables. They got sick of being called extremists. They got sick of being called haters. They got sick of being called Nazis. They got sick of being called fascists. And they got sick of being called garbage. That was it.
Okay, but Mike, let me retort, if I may. I mean, it was J.D. Vance called Harris garbage on his last speech. I mean, there's all sorts of name calling on that side, right? Enemy of the people. I'm in the media. I'm the press, man. Is that me? Am I the enemy of the people, Mike? I've been getting called names for a long, long time by people on your side. So I'm sorry, but forgive me if I'm not as shocked as you are and hurt by that. I think the bigger issues, I think Senator Bernie Sanders, Earl, brought this up, and he was very critical of the legacy Democratic Party, the DNC, right? The folks that run the whole thing. In his press release after the Harris loss, Earl, he lamented, well, no surprise, the Democrats walked away from white working class voters. And then they're surprised when black working class voters and Hispanic working class voters walked away from them. The economic message, Earl, I think for whatever reason, those folks were getting murdered by the inflation. And we're up for buying whatever Trump was selling, although I'm not clear that any of his policies are going to actually lower inflation.
You know, Dominic, the gentleman who just spoke, who said this is one of the reasons they supported Donald Trump, because they were tired of being called names. Have they ever listened to what Donald Trump says and what he calls people, man? I mean, please. If that's the rationale for why you're voting for a man who is, in fact, deplorable, and a man who has said some horrific things to women, grabbed them by their privates, okay? If they're nice looking and they don't mind if you're a rich guy and you just grab them and do these kind of things, you know, all those different things. But anyway. I know we got to take a short break, but man, don't get me started.
It's hard to rectify. Well, you're calling people names. Well, look at the behavior of the guy you just voted for. He literally got famous by doing that, or one of the ways, I guess. Folks, you are listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Earl Ingram going to join us all day. Got Jess on the board as well, and you on the phones. We're going to come back with more, plus some updates. I want to talk a little bit about misinformed views on immigration, crime, and the economy, how that impacted this election. And again, more of your calls, 855-75-CIVIC.
Party at the end of the world.
Who cares if there's no fire? We'll be rocking in a schwire.
That's a party at the end.
You sure must attend.
The party at the end of the world.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
for WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. PFAS funding, a big step in trying to get PFAS out of our water. More than $273 million will go toward that effort. Governor Tony Evers, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that 86 municipalities will get funding through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. They'll be able to use this money to fund infrastructure projects like replacing lead service lines and addressing contaminants like PFAS. There are currently more than 167,000 known lead service lines throughout the state. Back in October, President Joe Biden was here in Wisconsin, where he announced the EPA mandate that all lead service lines must be replaced by 2037. The number of Wisconsinites 75 and older is expected to increase by nearly 75% over the next 20 years, according to the study by Ford Analytics. They say by 2030, the state is looking at an additional 33,000 new beds that will be needed just to keep our current ratio of essentially 194 beds for every 1,000 people over the age of 75. Attorney General Josh Call, alongside a bipartisan coalition of 30 state attorney generals, announced Monday a $1.37 billion settlement agreement with Kroger. The settlement addresses the grocery chain's role in the U.S. opioid crisis. Wisconsin is set to receive up to $21.8 million in payments for opioid abatement. This puts Wisconsin at $780 million in total for national prescription opioid settlements. Kroger has also agreed to injunctive relief. This requires its pharmacies to monitor and report suspicious activity related to opioid prescriptions. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? Here are some films that might be up your alley. Hugh Grant stars in Heretic, a film about two young missionaries who knock on the wrong door and end up fighting for their lives in a house owned by the nefarious Mr. Reed, played by Grant. The film is getting mad reviews at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Check out another film in wide release this week called Weekend in Taipei. It has kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith feel to it, but reviews are very mediocre so far. If you want to get a jump start on your holiday movie watching, you have two choices. Best Christmas Pageant Ever is being released wide and pulling in 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, but has a 100% favorable audience score. Another Christmas film in limited release this weekend is Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, a comedy drama starring Michael Cera and Elsie Fisher, where a family descends on their home for the final time. The film is currently getting an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're scoring at home, that sounds like four winners to me, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 30s tonight. For tomorrow, clouds return, a chance of showers in the late afternoon, and especially by night. A high in the mid-50s. And staying in the mid-50s on Sunday, cloudy with areas of rain. Clearing out for Monday. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we continue looking for California guy Eric Hovde, and we'll hear from Mr. Global Matt Randolph, oil and gas expert. He's fantastic. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Self.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines open 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram, the host of the Earl Ingram Show, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, airing 8 to 10 a.m., joins me for the entirety of the show. Earl, thank you so much for doing so. Jess P.S. is on the board and on the horn, and you folks are on the lines and on the text. Let's get to a couple of the texts. If I may here, what did I see here? Let's see. Calling people names. We had a caller said one of the reasons Harris lost because of the name calling. And I don't necessarily disagree in one sense, but of course it bothers me because you have Donald Trump and even J.D. Vance calling people names. As a texter from WMDX reminds us, J.D. Vance called first felon in chief Hitler. J.D. Vance, before he became the vice presidential nominee, Earl, referred to Donald Trump as America's Hitler. And that's his own guy, man. And people are going to get on me and us about talking about fascism again. That was his own chief of staff who called him a fascist. I'm just repeating, and though I agree, with the people around him, the people he hired, the people who advised him are telling us, Earl.
You know, Dom, let's take it down to its base reality. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. What are they talking about, man? Come on, Dominic. I'm not going to let him get away with that. You didn't vote for Donald Trump because you were tired of being called names. Let's stop that foolishness. Anybody who believes that that's why they voted for Donald Trump, you know, maybe, Dom, you may buy that. I don't buy it, okay? You don't vote for a president of the United States because people have been calling you names. You vote for a person because you like who they are, their character. And here's another thing that I don't let them get away with. Well, I don't like Donald Trump. I don't like the person. I don't like the way the guy acts, but
I
can't vote Democrat. Yeah. What are you talking about,
man? I can't vote Democrat, hey. Yes.
Come on, man. Let's be honest. You have to be honest with yourself. And so first be honest with yourself, and then we can have honest dialogue,
yeah.
Dominic.
Yeah.
But because you don't have to, you know, tell people these different delusional things of why you voted. You have a right to vote for whomever you want to vote for in this country for whatever reasons. But don't give us that hogwash. You know, we couldn't vote for Kamala Harris because she wasn't truthful. What?
You know, so I've been processing this, and I went out with some friends last night and had a couple of drinks and some wings locally here in Milwaukee. And one of them I hadn't seen it since, you know, before the election. And he was a Trumpster, and we were hanging out for a while. Finally, it kind of came up. Hey, how's everyone feeling? How you feeling? I said, hey, man, did you vote for Trump? And right away he was like, I'm not talking about it. I'm like,
oh,
one of those. Like, wait, what? Now, again, as a friend of mine, I know this guy for several years now. You know, I'm like, well, you're not talking about it. I said, okay, fair enough. I said, well, if I was talking to someone who did support Donald Trump, I would be curious about a few things. Like, number one, what were the main top three reasons you voted for the guy? You know, and then what does success look like in a Trump administration? You know, very, very simple, very basic. And the guy's like, oh, I'm not going to talk about it. Then he talked about Kamala's open borders. And, oh, I'm not going to talk about it. Then he talked about the chief of staff for Donald Trump being a female and breaking the glass ceiling. Oh, I don't want to talk about it. But then kept talking about it. So I continued to engage. And then the bartender came over, and a lot of people started talking. Oh, you know, talking politics at the bar. I'm like, I love talking politics at the bar. It's a great place to talk politics. Sex, religion, politics, all the time. What are we going to talk about? The weather? You want to talk about how the Packers are doing? Let's talk about the guy that you voted for. My new word is going to be, Earl, accountability. You voted for this guy. What does success look like for your vote? And what are you going to do if and when he fails to follow through with whatever it was you were buying? I want accountability for those Trump voters. And if they cannot articulate specifically at least a couple of reasons why you voted for him, and then hold him to that standard, however low it may be, because if it's really about the pocketbook issues, I don't know that imposing tariffs on imports is going to lower costs. In fact, it will absolutely raise costs. If you want to talk about the price of goods and services, I'm not sure that, you know, deporting 8 million undocumented migrants of what? Most of them are employed, call it 6 million who are in the workforce and 20% in agriculture and go down the line of construction and all that. You think you pick up that labor force and ship them off to wherever that all of a sudden your costs are going to go down? You know what I'm saying?
You know, Dominic.
It doesn't make sense, Earl. It doesn't make mathematical sense.
You and I are so much alike because when people say, hey, religion and politics, we can't. What are you talking about? Right. You mean you can't handle the discussion?
Yeah,
but
right.
I clearly can. Uh-huh. And to say that you shouldn't have those conversations, it's only because somebody is not capable of having a reasonable conversation without their feelings being hurt.
Yes.
Well, guess what? You know, you look at all the different things. We know who Donald Trump is. We've seen him. This is a rerun. I voted because the economy was so bad under Biden and Kamala Harris. What are you talking about? What did Joe Biden single-handedly do to destroy the economy? It's not the economy is booming if you're rich. So the way the economy is situated and set up, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris didn't create that environment where the wealthy people are greedy and got their grubby hands on taking as much as they can get. What makes them think that Donald Trump, who is part of a grubby group of people whose hands, hey, Dominic, stop me if I'm not speaking the truth.
Keep going. This is what I'm saying. You look like a guy for Donald Trump for as your savior, as the guy who's going to represent you. And it's just so far beyond the... One other thing before we get to the callers, and we appreciate you folks. Be patient. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Earl, you mentioned we've seen this rerun before. You and I have. We pay more attention probably than most. During the course of this conversation, one of the things that really set me off was the J6 thing. And this has been a thing for me from day one, since January 6th. You know, an obvious attempt to overthrow the government and the election and, you know, disenfranchise my vote and hunt millions of others. My mega friend said to me, no one gives a damn about January 6th. I was like, dude, you know, people went to jail. Oh, yeah, for, like, trespassing. I was like, no, dude. Like, dude's going to jail for seditious conspiracy for 22 years. Enrico Tarrio, right? The guy from the Proud Boys. Who was the other guy from the Oath Keepers? Rhodes, right? He's doing 20-some years. Seditious conspiracy. These folks, the Proud Boys, were bodyguards to Roger Stone. Roger Stone is Trump's buddy. If you got guys that were within one person of the president at the time, Trump, who were found guilty of seditious conspiracy, are you not curious enough to know whether or not there were conversations between Proud Boys and Stone and Stone and Trump? I'd like to know that. I would think that if you were tied in with seditious conspirators, that maybe you had something to do with it. I highly doubt those cats went out there on their own. And my buddy told me, no, that didn't happen. I was like, dude, it's a matter of public record. Then my buddy says, well, you're calling me names. I'm not calling you names. You're calling me dumb. You got a smartphone. Look it up. Don't tell me this stuff didn't happen. And you should have a curious enough mind to know that, wow, maybe Trump did have something to do with that. Maybe it was more than you're letting on. Sorry, Earl, go ahead.
No, man, you know, Dominic, to say that people don't care doesn't matter. At the same time, hey, all of those people who were setting the cities ablaze during the George Floyd, oh, they were criminals and they should be locked up. These are the same people who were saying that, Dominic. Yeah. You know, in places where I dwell, they call that hypocritical. Yeah. That you don't want Maybe
you can only be hypocritical, Earl, if you have any shame. Otherwise, it's just another day, man. 855-752-4842. Thank you for your callers and your text. One here from Jim from Appleton. Touched on one of the major reasons Dem lost to the DNC. The legacy leaders are still tied to Ronnie's neoliberalism. Economically, that's why we're a working class is so screwed. Let's expand on that thought a little more, please. Great point, Jim. The American people, working class, haven't really had a raise in 50 years when you adjust for inflation. And you look at the upper class, the wealthy, they're doing really good. All right, let's get to some. Go ahead, Earl.
Well, he's so much on point. But I would say to him, do you think that's happened because of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's 4 years in the White House? Is that when that just started? Again, I'm a dusty old man. I know and I remember when the money and was more equally distributed to the average person, and there was a strong middle class in this country, and there weren't the billionaires that we have today. I lived through a time when, and I've seen that transition from where the American people were given an equal opportunity and an equal chance, and the American dream was alive. But to blame that on Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, that's absolutely a fabrication. That's really, I'm just going to be straight up, that's a lie. They didn't do that. Decades created this situation, and Donald Trump himself is not going to fix it.
Well, Donald Trump himself is one of the problems, in my personal opinion. 855-752-4842. Lori from Lake Geneva. Happy Friday, Lori. Thank you for calling. What do you got for us?
Hey, I was so looking forward to Election Day. Oh, with all of the lies in the media and on the mailers that we were getting every single day, I'm like, okay, this is all going to be over after Election Day. I'm just in shock that didn't win the election and that Donald Trump won it. And the lies, speaking of that, I'm not a big football fan, but I did hear that during all the football games that this transgender operational support paid by the U.S. tax people, that this was all created back in 2018 when Donald Trump was in office, but they were lying that Donald Trump, it was all Kamala. And again, lies. And I just pray to God. I think that's why so many men got out there and voted, because they were glued to the television watching these ads. Really need you guys to keep us in the truth. We need to hear the truth. We need to hear everything that is going to be happening to us the next 4 years. And I just want to say thank you for all you do. I've been listening to you guys for, I think, the last 4 years.
Right.
First time calling in, though.
Well, thank you so much, Lori. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate your contribution as well. The misinformation, Earl, you know, violent crime rates are at or near all-time highs. Like 26, you look at the differences on some of the information here from Reuters and Ipsos, a political conducted over in October. The inflation has declined over the last year. Obviously, that has happened almost to historic norms. Lots of Republicans that didn't believe that. Stock market at or near all-time highs. Also, last few months, unauthorized border crossing at or near the lowest level in the past few years. True, but most Republicans, or a lot of Republicans, did not believe that. There is a challenge, Earl, in getting the truth out and having it, you know, resonate with the population. And, you know, I'm not sure if it's being done properly. You look at the podcasting and the digital, and you have a few billionaires buying up the newspapers and the Twitters, and next thing you know, people are getting their information from that. Folks, this is the Dom Salve Show. That is Earl Ingram Jr., just PS on the board. Coming back with more of your calls, 855-752-4842.
Yeah, you know it. You just can't help yourself, yeah.
News from the Center, WRCE.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram, the host of the Earl Ingram Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Joining me this Friday, Earl, always a pleasure to hang out with you, my friend. Just P.S. on the board and on the horn, and the callers are stacking up. So let's get to some of them. John from Milwaukee, you will be next. Happy Friday, John. What do you got for us?
Hey, so I'll try to be as quick as I can. I'm going to explain my background quick. I'm very independent. Everyone I hang out with, we're in the same circle.
Yeah.
Most of us did not vote 4 years ago. But this time around, to a T, every single one of them voted early. And here's why. Now, Earl's not going to like this. I don't mind being called names. I've been called names all my life. But when you refer us that if we don't vote a certain way, and that's what was being done. We're misogynists. We're rapists. We're Nazis. We're homophobic. Hey, I grew up in Madison. Half my friends are gay. So what you don't may not understand or grasp, you pushed the button with people. That's why we had so much early voting. That's why we went out and voted. The media, and like, again, Earl won't like this, maybe call us small-minded. I know the issues. But not that you called us names. You said this is who we are now. Not even a name, but we are misogynists. And we all had enough of that. And I can tell you, sir, and Sir Earl, I've been listening to you since you were called Mark Belling. I respect you guys. But you wanted to know, and this is why we voted that way. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. Yeah, please, John, hang on here a second. Let Earl respond, and we'll have a little conversation here. Go ahead, Earl.
So, John, you know, so if you've heard me many years ago on Mark Belling, I've dabbled and debated, and even to this day, I listen to conservative talk. And so when you want to talk about name-calling and misogynistic conversations about people, the conservative movement, when you, I watch Fox News, man. You ever watch The Five? Man, you want to tell me about, you know, you guys and are feeling this way because of the conversations that we have about you. Man, I say you need to listen to conservative talk radio and WISN radio, Fox News, or any of those other stations, and you want to hear some horrific things that are being said. And yet, the people that they're saying that about, who said that people are eating animals? Who talked about the Puerto Ricans in such a horrible, horrible way? You know, nobody talked about MAGA people from that perspective, man. I didn't hear any of you coming to the rescue of those poor people in Puerto Rico and Hispanics when they were treated in a horrific, you know, way. So please, no comparison. And if I said anything about people who supported Donald Trump, it was challenging those of you who see a man who is a horrible individual, a horrible person, a horrible human being, and yet you bypass all the horrible things that he says and you support him, and then you want to turn around and say, well, we're supporting him because of the things you guys say. I don't buy it.
John,
can I respond?
Yeah, John from Milwaukee, go ahead.
You asked why he got so many votes, why people voted that way. I agree. I've been to San Juan, Puerto Rico, many times. Old San Juan's really nice. But you asked what pushed us, and I'm just telling you, yeah, Trump says bad things. People say bad things on both sides. Yes, they do on Fox and on The Five. What I am telling you, what pushed us over the edge, and that did every single person I know in my social circle. They know the side. They know both sides. But what pushed them, and you ask, what did it?
Yeah, John, we're going to run out of time here. I want to pipe in just for a moment. My thing now is accountability, John. You say you know the issues. What are the top three issues you want Trump to perform on, or is this just an F you to everybody else? What's your expectation? What does a successful Trump administration look like to independent John from Milwaukee?
Okay, immigration. I work retail. So I know the price of goods. When I started in retail a few years ago, a 12-pack of soda was $3 for $9.99. Now they're $9.99 a piece. That's what I'm basing the thing about. Actual life.
Okay, so immigration, inflation, and so if immigration, if people get deported, do you think that's going to bring costs down, John? I mean, what's the economic result of that deportation? How do the prices get back to pre-COVID prices? You think that's ever going to happen, John?
Okay. You're mixing the two together. Those are two different issues. Let's start with the immigration situation.
You got 40 seconds, John.
I work retail. I see a lot of problems in immigration. You can't deport all these people, but something has to be fixed. I don't know how to fix it. Inflation, it's out of control. If it's price gouging, I don't disagree with you guys there because I see it. I know who comes in to drop off stuff at my store.
But Trump's not, I appreciate that, John, but I'm not clear Trump has any specific policy that's going to live up to his promise of zero inflation. Thanks for calling, John. Folks, stick around. We'll come back, take more of your calls. It's a Friday with Dom Salvia, Earl Ingram, Jess P.S., and you on the horn, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we explore the career of the great John Candy. And it's a bar band Friday night, so our friend and Max Inc. radio host, Terry Barr, drops by with new music and fun conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Earl Ingram.
Don's from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show. Right now, at a time like this, you are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.